Hi, I'm Heidi Waldrop, and I'm here to speak on a study that Dr. Olk spoke about previously, and it's the effects of poultry manure on phosphorus uptake by ryegrass, soil phosphorus fractions, and phosphatase activity. Phosphorus availability following manure application is influenced by soil properties, manure composition, as well as rhizosphere processes. And studies have shown that manure can increase both total soil P, soluble soil P, as well as specific soil P fractions. And this can all lead to eutrophication if the manure is applied inappropriately, or if it's used for fertilization, it could mean you get a lot of phosphorus that's not plant available. Phosphatases are the enzymes that are responsible for mineralization of organic forms of phosphorus, and they can also affect phosphorus availability and environmental quality. Speaking specifically about poultry manure now, most of the phosphorus in poultry manure is in forms that are considered to be mineral associated, aluminum, iron, and calcium, and this is represented by the sodium hydroxide and the HCl fractions when you're using the Headley sequential fractionation procedure. This is the composition of the manures we used in our particular study, and you'll see that 61% of the phosphorus was in the sodium hydroxide and the HCl fractions. Furthermore, 36% of the total phosphorus was organic, which would require mineralization prior to plant utilization. Studies have shown that repeated applications of manures that are high in calcium and HCLP can lead to high levels of soil phosphorus that's not available for plant uptake and can cause phosphorus loading in soils. So therefore, we wanted to conduct a greenhouse study in order to determine how available poultry manure phosphorus was to plants, and we used ryegrass as our test crop. And so we wanted to look at the changes in soil phosphorus distribution as well as the effects of the manure and rhizosphere processes on the phosphatase activity. And so in other words, how available is this poultry manure to growing plants and why is it available? Just briefly, I'd like to go over the materials and methods. Dr. Olt covered this earlier, but just as for those of you that didn't see it, the soil was collected from our research plots at Newport, Maine. It is a Bangor silt loam with a modified Morgan P of 5 milligrams phosphorus per kilogram. The pH here is incorrect. It was actually 5.2, not 5.8. For our manure treatment, we added wet layer hen manure, at a rate of 112 milligrams phosphorus per kilogram. Did a brief one-week pre-incubation period, and then we planted 6 pre-germinated ryegrass seedlings per pot. This is a perennial ryegrass. We also included unplanted pots as a control, and we destructively harvested at 4, 8, and 16 weeks. It was a completely randomized design with 4 replicates. And at harvest, we separated the shoot and the root material, as well as separated out the soil that was root-associated, which we consider to be rhizosphere soil, with which was bulk soil. Some of the measurements taken included plant biomass yield and plant phosphorus content, soil pH. We determined the phosphorus distribution by sequential fractionation coupled with enzyme hydrolysis. And we also determine the activities of acid and alkaline phosphatase and phosphodiesterase. And on to the results. We did see that at 8 weeks, there was a higher levels of shoot biomass with poultry manure. And you can actually see this too visually. But by 16 weeks, there was no difference between the treatments. What we did notice was that root P concentration was increased 37% with manure amendment. In addition, both shoot and root P uptake were higher with poultry manure, and leading to a total P uptake that was 59% higher than that of control soil. One thing that was really influenced dramatically was the soil pH. With manure amendment, we saw the pH increase from about 4.7 to about 5.5 just by the manure itself. But then over time, with the growing plants, it increased to a final pH that was pretty uniformly 6.6, whereas in the unplanted pots, the pH was relatively stable or lower. This rises to your pH was correlated to the plant yield, the root pea concentration, and all the inorganic pea fractions, which makes sense as pH is really responsible for a lot of the dissolution, adsorption reactions, and could be a major factor in this study. Next, I'm going to talk about the pea distribution, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with this, but I'd just like to go over it briefly so we're all on the same page. We first extracted soil with water for 2 hours and took the residue and then extracted it with sodium bicarbonate, followed by sodium hydroxide and HCl. The water and the bicarbonate fractions were pooled, and that represented labile pea. And with these three extractants, we then determined inorganic pea by a molybdate blue method, as well as the phosphorus that we designated as enzymatically hydrolyzable. And this was the stuff that we were able to pull out of the extract with an excess of potato acid phosphatase and 3-phytase. This is the labile pea fraction, which was the water and the bicarbonate. We did see that at 4 weeks, there was no real difference between the treatments, and we're only presenting the unplanted versus the rhizosphere soils here. The bulk soils were somewhere in between, so just for clarity, I'm just presenting the two extremes. But at 8 weeks, in the rhizosphere, there was higher labile pea than with manure than in the unmanured soil. And this continued on at 16 weeks, where there was a 30% higher level of labile pea in the rhizosphere with manure. There was really no significant difference in the organic fractions, other than in the control there was a slightly higher level of organic pea in the rhizosphere than in the unplanted soil. This is the sodium hydroxide extractable pea, which is assumed to be associated with aluminum and iron. What we saw with this was that poultry manure in the unplanted soil resulted in a 40% increase in this particular fraction compared to the unamended soil. And this actually decreased over time, and then at the end there was really no big difference. But one thing that we did find really interesting was that by adding the manure, we ended up with a 67% lower level of organic phosphorus than in the unamended soil in this particular fraction. And so this is suggesting that perhaps prior to our 4-week sampling point, the manure was perhaps stimulating the microbes or production of the enzymes to hydrolyze this organic pea. This is the HCl extractable pea, and what we saw with that was very similar to what we saw with the sodium hydroxide. And both of these fractions are considered to be only sparingly soluble and largely plant unavailable. We saw that there were higher levels with manure in the inorganic HCLP, and but at the end of the incubation, there was no difference in the HCLP. So therefore, this stable inorganic pea was not accumulating in the soil, and there was initially a 37% increase. The organic phosphorus in this particular fraction showed the same trend that the sodium hydroxide did, in that with manure amendment, there was a 77% lower level of organic pea in the unplanted soil, and then at the end of the incubation, there was 95% less. So something was definitely happening to this organic pea following the manure application. So then we wanted to look at the specific enzyme activities and see how that related to the the P fractions and if we can make any sense of it. The phosphomonoesterases are relatively nonspecific, and they hydrolyze monoesters, phytate, and quite a few other compounds. And for the most part, we didn't see too much happening with the manure other than an increase at week 8 in the rhizosphere. And this actually correlated to the higher levels of labile P at that time point. And at week 16, there was also a difference between the rhizosphere and the bulk soil, with a 43% lower level in the bulk soil than in the rhizosphere with the manure. It was also lower in the control, but that wasn't statistically significant. The alkaline phosphomonoesterase had quite a different effect, and that in the unplanted soils, with the manure amendment, there was a much lower, I believe it's 43% lower level than the control, suggesting that some sort of inhibition had occurred. And inhibition has not been unknown with these enzymes. There's a negative feedback mechanism that's involved in controlling these. And it appears to have happened here, but not when plants were present, suggesting that maybe at this four-week point, enough P had been removed to remove any enzyme inhibition. And overall, whatever inhibition there was very short-lived, as we didn't see any big differences over time. There was a slightly higher rate with the rhizosphere at week 8, and we saw the same sort of trend as we did with the acid phosphomonoesterase at week 16, and that the bulk soil was slightly lower than the rhizosphere soil. Phosphodiesterase is responsible for the hydrolysis of mononucleotides and phospholipids, and it was more markedly influenced by the manure than the other two enzymes we investigated, with a rate that was about twice as high with manure in unplanted soils than the control. There was a large increase over time in all of the soils, and we also saw that the activity was correlated with pH at week 8 and also with labile P. And at week 16, we saw the same sort of trend as we did with the other two enzymes, with the lower bulk soil than in the rhizosphere. Based on these results, we conclude that the poultry manure amendment resulted in increased root P concentrations, total P uptake, and it did this by increasing levels of labile P in the rhizosphere. And this was due to a coordination of root processes as well as manure effects to stimulate the phosphatase activity, particularly the acid phosphatase and the phosphodiesterase, and mineralizing the organic P and the sodium hydroxide and the HCl fractions. In addition, the pH changes could have been very influential in this by increasing the solubility of the iron and the aluminum-associated phosphates. Therefore, despite the initial increases in the HCl and the NaOH inorganic P, there was no accumulation of these forms in the soil, and so therefore the poultry manure was largely plant available. I'd like to thank a few people who helped out, the New England Plant Soil and Water Lab staff, Peter Murbach, who was a student worker who helped set this experiment up, Tim Griffin for some experimental design help, as well as Bruce Hoskins and Suzanne Perrone for help with analyzing the soil and plant material.
Clifton?
Yeah.
Can you show the drawing graph of the gradient of phosphate on the IRS in Texas? Now, hearing that it's so green for a thingy, do you think you might have got a different result if you'd removed light nitrogen limitation, which was fairly clear to clear the evidence by week 16?
Well, if I removed what?
Nitrogen limitation.
Well, actually, we did add supplemental nitrogen. I did mention that in the materials and methods. supplemental nitrogen and potassium were added to meet the same rate as what the manure was going to be added. Yes, yes. We consider that all of the ammonium in the manure would have been plant available, and 25% of the manure organic nitrogen would have been plant available. We kind of tweaked it. Yeah. But overall, there was no big difference in the nitrogen content. That was also analyzed. And I just, for sake of brevity, I left that out.
Okay.
Thank you.